I just need to learn the defense a lot better. I mean, last year it was kind of, you know, this is this, you know, and it was kind of, I had to learn during during the season as well. So, but it was good. I mean, I felt like I caught up pretty fast. I had a couple of good games, you know, the Patriots game when Michael was out, and I had really a lot of playing time over there. And, you know, as the season went on, I started getting more and more into it.
What are they? I mean, are they talking about your leverage? Is that the main thing they talk to you about? Staying low?
Well, yeah, that's the thing I need to focus on most of all is staying in a good football position and you know, having a good leverage over the opposing team.
I feel like you're really getting into the swing last year, and then things just kind of end abruptly with a playoff loss. I guess it's tough for anybody to have a loss, but was it especially for you to seem like you're really getting in a flow?
Yeah. I mean, I think what really helped me last year was the fact that, you know, I was doing the scout team stuff, and some of the stuff was similar to what we're doing, and I got more reps and reps as the season went on. So, you know, that really, really helped me out.
You think you'll watch the draft this year?
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out.
It's about a year ago since
it
happened.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. I just thought about it.
Of all the great things that happened in your life, where does draft day rank?
Pretty high up there. I mean, it's just one of those things that I can't really comprehend because, you know, I wasn't growing up here. I wasn't growing up in this culture, so it's hard for me to grasp the meaning and the significance of all this. So it's definitely high up there to be, you know, in this kind of elite group of people to, you know, have this kind of opportunity.